Kylie Jenner's sister is single and back on the market.
Uh-oh. And Nick Cannon was spotted out with one of his exes.
Ooh, honey. I mean, was it Mariah Carey?
No.
Plus, Andrew Freundow chats with Chris Hemsworth and the rest of the cast of the new movie, Superhead. Oh, I mean, Spiderhead.
Welcome to Dish Nation, yo! Sherry and Brett are back from vacation, and we missed you guys so much. How y'all doing?
We missed you more.
I didn't even realize y'all were gone. Y'all was good.
We felt the band.
This is family.
Like, you love them, but you can't escape.
This is great.
Right. So, Sherry, you're back, and we're excited to have you back. But I have to ask you, why did you show up on Juneteenth, a national holiday, and our day off, kind
of? First of all, I don't remember a memo coming out from Joaquin at Dish Nation saying we were off on Juneteenth.
Oh, my God.
Did anybody else get a memo? I didn't get a memo.
We were texting back and forth, and I was like, I'm so happy you're going to be back next week. See you Tuesday.
I don't remember that.
I thought you got the hint.
Sherry, we knew this a long time ago, Sherry.
But y'all know.
Was it before I got hired? Did HK, did you show up?
Up to work on Juneteenth is the most Juneteenth thing that one can possibly do.
I was the one that was in the spirit of Juneteenth because I didn't know.
No, and honey, let me tell the truth, Sharon. Stop lying. You know you're trying to play white from time to time, honey. You're like, that did not apply
Carrie,
to you.
Carrie, no. I was banging on the door, and so Huey funny. Didn't answer, and nobody so was funny. In the building. And the white lady that walked by, she was like, it's Juneteenth. Nobody's a slave anymore. And I'm like, what? Oh, my God. She gave me the history. Like, she's like, slavery is no more.
But anyway, girl, now, Sherry, your talk shows, honey. The premiere date, honey, was announced, and it's September the 12th, and you're cleared at more than 97% of the U.S. markets, girl.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yes, I'm actually cleared at 98% of the market.
That never changed since we did this.
Yes. Well, it's more than 97, which is 98.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. It's September 12th. We can announce it.
Now that you're going to be on, good, now you can finally, honey, leave Brad alone, damn it, honey, because the men going to be knocking your door down. So that's a good look, right. Honey.
No, yeah. But that does not stop my love for Brad.
Oh.
It does. Right. But if you look at Brad on her Instagram, she's so tender with Judy, I feel bad.
Right.
You should feel bad.
You're bringing up a happy home.
It's a wonderful thing.
Feel like my heart is somewhere where it's not supposed to be. Well, y'all, speaking of being single, reportedly Kendall Jenner and NBA star Devin Booker, they've called it quits after 2 years of dating.
I'm so surprised.
Oh, they were cute together.
No, they were meant to be. Obviously they were.
A source claims that Kendall feels like they're on different paths, while another insider noted that the pair have had discussions about their future, but they are not on the same page.
So you
think that Kendall wanted wedding bells and maybe Devin didn't, or vice versa?
Maybe vice versa, because it seems like the Kardashians, especially on the younger end, they're never necessarily running down the aisle. You know, they're seeing what the options are.
Yeah.
What it is to not make the same mistakes that some of the ones did that got married young.
Yeah, and it's like I didn't think that Kendall wanted to get married too. You are young. You want to you're living this life, so you don't want to get. And she got enough nieces and nephews, Kendall.
Hello.
So she not trying to have baby.
Okay. Right.
And Devin's young too, y'all. Devin's like, how old is Devin Booker? Like 25, 26.
Oh, that's too young.
He looks young enough to play on a Nickelodeon team. Like he looks wild young in the face. Well, moving on, looks like Nick Cannon was recently spotted out with his ex-girlfriend Jessica White. The pair were headed to a favorite celebrity spot, Nobu, on Tuesday for dinner. Now, they previously dated in 2015, and they were recently spending time with each other this year. And just last month, I don't know if y'all caught it, but Nick released the cover of his mixtape, R&B, which features Jessica and him on the front cover. I was wondering who that was, but boom.
Oh, that's the one where he was between her legs?
Yeah, that's the one.
Familiar territory, right? So you think they could be out here rekindling a relationship, or this is just a touch and base?
Here's my concern. She got to be the mother, the stepmother to 8 children.
Nah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of kids, yo.
That's a lot. I don't know if I want to walk into 8 kids.
Oh, you wouldn't, Sherry?
Because they all going to want you to be their, friend. And you got to be friends. Yeah, I just want to go to bed with with your daddy. Right. You know, like,
then you tell them to pick up their toys, wow, and then that's when Sherry, they hit you with a, you're not my mom.
Eight times. And you know your two, your niece and nephew, Brad.
Right.
They will definitely tell her, you are not my mother.
Right.
You are not
you're
my
fired.
Mother.
Don't, right.
They
fire
don't
people.
You.
Yeah, they fire people.
And then some of those babies are also Spanish, too, so they go hit you with both languages.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, it's me, mama. And then walk away.
Jessica Lord may just want to have a dinner and a good time. And,
that's right.
You know,
that's what I would.
Young girl.
Oh, boy, y'all. Katy Perry lit up the cafe with fireworks, honey. While in the Down Under, that's Australia, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Katy went to grab a quick bite with her baby girl, Daisy Dove, and a relative. Well, when she asked the hostess, Indiana Paul, to be seated, she was told there was no seating and she was going to have to wait. Ooh, and according to Indiana, Katy let her hear her roar, darling, and started an argument with the poor girl. Well, here's the catch. Mm. The girl had no idea she was beefing with a superstar, Katy Perry, okay? Indiana posted on TikTok about the run-in and said, Katy Perry comes into your cafe and you don't recognize her and argue over a table. Then she tips and hugs you for treating her like an everyday person. Oh, man. Well,
she, no,
Katy
you know
Perry
what I think that
some
was?
Love before
what
she
Katy saw it. Katy saw that camera phone come out.
Oh, yeah.
Switched
and
it up.
And was like, oh,
here
that
you go.
Backlash right there.
Uh-huh.
You don't argue with nobody and then tip them because they treat you like a regular person.
Right.
I'm confused. Yeah.
I've had that happen. If it's like, you go to the person and you quietly, I go quietly and I go, hi, Barbara Walters told me this was a really amazing place.
Right.
I like use her name. I can see it all the time. I always
That's
use Barbara Walters'
dope.
Name. I mean, because if I say, do you know who I am? They're going to be like, no.
So, Sherry, people don't recognize you out of drag without your wigs or anything? Do people ever not recognize you?
No, you know what? They don't recognize me out of drag, Gary. Yeah.
Oh, my
even,
God.
No.
I usually go up to the people that seat you and just see, like, I'm Gabriel Iglesias. And they sit me right in there, yo. All right, well, speaking of celebrities who stay ready for the smoke, yeah, Kimora Lee Simmons, kids do not play around about each other, y'all. Oh. No, they don't. So her daughter, Aoki Lee, posted a text message exchange with her and her baby brother, Kenzo Lee, after he saw a photo of her legs stretched across her boyfriend's lap on IG.
Oh.
Wow, all right, HK.
Brothers don't like
so,
that.
So, HK, you can be Kenzo Lee, and
gotcha.
Sherry, you can be Aoki Lee. Let us hear how this exchange went down. Ready, action.
What is this?
My boyfriend.
I'll smack him with maximum efficiency.
Ooh.
All right, wow.
Now, how do you smack somebody with maximum efficiency, though?
It is all about making sure that the middle of the palm is
like
cupping
Will
nothing.
Smith.
Like, yeah,
Will
here.
Smith. Okay, Will
yeah.
Smith.
Yeah,
but
like
you know
the
what,
whole
y'all?
Yeah.
I will show
yeah.
y'all, honey. I will definitely show Ooh. You, Brad, how do you slap someone with maximum security, okay?
Oh my
maximum
God.
Security.
Efficiency.
Oh.
Efficiency.
Maximum
how do you
security?
Do
I'll show you, Brad, how to slap someone with maximum security. Efficiency.
Efficiency.
I'll show
efficiency.
You, Brad, honey. Oh, damn. You got it. Yeah, you got it. Come on. Maximum
efficiency.
Yeah. I'll show you how to slap somebody with maximum efficiency.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that was maximum
that
efficient.
Was
yes, it
that
was.
Efficient
Part
maximum.
Efficient maximum.
Yes. Because that happened
like
to me one time. I had my legs over somebody's legs, and it was supposed to be.
And you got smacked?
Mm-hmm, with maximum efficiency.
I don't know
Coming
what to
up,
say.
Sierra takes ownership of her goodies. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. So you know that Ciara owns the masters of her music. Now, it was even rumors that Russell Wilson bought them for her as a gift.
Aww, wow.
That's not corny at all.
Man. At all.
But the real story that Ciara told is even better. So she shared on ABC's Sound of Freedom that her label wasn't feeling her 2018 song, Level Up. Level Up. That's it. Check out what happened.
I was like, this is my chance. I'm going to ask my masters. I'm going to go run my own label. I'm going to go do it my way. And amazingly enough, they gave me my masters.
Yeah.
They gave them to me for free, so it lets you know that they didn't believe at all.
Wow, wait a second.
Yeah.
Okay, was it really that easy?
It was that easy.
Bet you they regret that now.
No, yeah.
So, like, Brett and HK, since you are both artists, can you believe that her label didn't even, like, make her buy the masters because they didn't believe in her?
Does happen. The industry is real shady, and so are these labels.
Yeah, half these people that work at labels don't even really know what they're doing anymore because the processes have changed. So sometimes when you don't realize you got gold in your backyard, you be like, you know what? Yeah, just take everything, go.
But is this good for black people? Because masters usually own you, but now you're owning the masters.
No. No, it's,
see,
this is
we
not
just celebrated Juneteenth.
Masters.
Gary.
All right, man. Can you believe that Brad Pitt likes hunting for treasures?
Ooh.
And I don't mean like a new lady. I'm talking about actual treasure hunting. Now, before all the drama of Angelina Jolie selling her share of the Chateau Miraval, a man told Brad that millions of dollars worth of gold was buried up in their hills on the property.
What?
And this is going
what?
Back to the medieval era. Now, Brad said,
I got obsessed. Like, for a year, this was all I could think about. Just the excitement of it all.
But as it turned out, Brad was really being conned. Like, what? The man just wanted money for some sort of radar company.
Oh.
And Brad said it was pretty foolish in the end. And I can't confirm this, but I think that's right around the time they started adopting him as children because he needed help.
You think he was putting the babies to work?
But are you surprised that, like, he was duped by, like, somebody making a claim like this? Because, like, you know, celebrities get preyed upon a lot.
Absolutely.
They get preyed upon a lot and they get duped a lot to get that check by people. But yo, this isn't like a crazy idea.
No,
though.
It's not.
If you buy an old piece of property, you
gold.
Have to believe that there's something back there in the backyard,
right.
in the land. Like, I'd believe
this. I would
this.
Totally have bought a bunch
Me
of those
too.
Gold radar
really?
Things. I'm not mad at Brad.
I'd have been back there digging too, yo.
I think it's gold under my yard, and I live like in the city. It's all right. Concrete, but I know it's some gold under there. With
man,
that didn't bury that
you
damn
gonna find
frog.
Something. Yeah. You might find a body under there, Sherry.
Okay, I think it's safe to say that Kim Kardashian has a style all on her own. Just look at what she sits on, and you can see that. Just look at it.
Ooh, that's some good shade, Chewy.
Okay. No. Not that, Gary. Kim recently gave a tour of her office, including her chairs, and TikTok user Kardashian Icon reshared the video saying, I think I found the most uncomfortable-looking chairs ever. And they added, prayers to whoever sits on these chairs. Yes, I agree. Do you guys think she's trying too hard, or is this stylish, or what the hell is this? This looks so uncomfortable, y'all.
I think this is so true to Kim, and I think that you can tell by these chairs that she has a high tolerance for pain, and that there's a little coldness there with Kim. Mm. And high tolerance for pain, like with Kanye and her other marriages and her dating life.
Yeah.
So I think you can tell a lot from a
I don't know.
Chair.
I don't know if it's that deep. It might be, but this is just given. I'm not going to my office, and I'm never sitting in these chairs. That's what it's
think
giving.
So?
But Sherry, you can relate to this, though. I mean, if you have an enhanced booty, though, I mean, it look like the chair could be more comfortable, don't you think?
Yeah. Now, no black and browns. We got too much. Thigh meat. That'd be coming all out. That'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, I've gotten major curves, but I could never sit
on those
chairs.
And can you imagine that
chairs.
Little pointy thing in between your legs? That's like
no.
Peloton.
Unless you sit in the chair in reverse, like you turn it around and put your legs through little holes
like
there.
Like a little kitty swing.
No, I'm good, y'all.
So up next, how the Andrew Fron talks to Chris Hemsworth and the cast of the new movie Spider-Head. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, we got our guy, Andrew Froy, hanging out with us, and he sat down with the cast of the new movie, Spider-Head. So, Andrew, what is the movie about?
Well, HK, it is about two inmates played by Miles Teller and Journey Smollett who form a connection in a state-of-the-art prison run by a brilliant visionary played by Chris Hemsworth who experiments on his subjects with mind-altering drugs.
No!
Oh. All right, guys, take a look at what the cast has to say about being controlled by Chris.
So when was the last time you signed up for something that wasn't what it seemed to be?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably a boot camp class that I took recently.
Okay, like, why? Was it too hard? My first question is what is it like being bossed around by Chris Hemsworth? What is that experience like, Miles?
It's actually quite enjoyable. I think he's a really easy guy to get along with, but a lot of people would pay good money to be bossed around by Chris Hemsworth, though. And they actually paid me to do it, so.
I'll give you my money right now to be bossed. I mean, I got my wallet right here.
No, I'm with you, man. I get it.
Now, I asked Miles this question, and I'm going to ask you the same question, is what is it like to be bossed around by Chris Hemsworth?
Let's do this.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay, now, Chris, you're very bossy in this. Are you bossy in real life?
I don't think so. Depends, you know, to what's occurring and what needs to be done. I mean, my kids might say I'm bossy. No, I don't think I'm bossy. I don't know. What have you heard?
Well, I asked your co-stars, I said, what was it like to get bossed around by Chris Hemsworth? And you know what? They liked it. Not one bad thing to say.
I paid them just the right amount of cash to say that. That's good.
Let's talk about the American accent. Did you find yourself even using it after, you know, they said cut? Like, do you get into that zone?
During the day, I kind of inhabit that space, you know, and I wouldn't say I, you know, the moment I wake up, I'm in it, but I was pretty obsessive about it this time around, and I had an incredible accent coach, Tim Monick, who I worked with for weeks in the lead up and then every single day throughout.
I mean, you sounded amazing. Now, can you teach me how to do an Aussie accent? Is there a phrase that I can try to say that
sure.
could... What? Okay, I'm ready.
Let's say, how you going, mate?
How you going, mate?
There you go. Just get real lazy and just, hey, yeah, mate, what's going on?
Hey, how you going, mate?
Yeah, I love that movie Spiderhead, mate. That was real cool.
Hey, I like that movie Spiderhead. It was real, real cool.
Perfect. You got the part. You got the part.
Could you be okay with being controlled by Chris?
100,000,000%. Sign me up, Gary. What do you think?
Baby, I must say, honey, now I wouldn't mind baby being controlled, honey, by Mr. Hemsworth, honey, himself. But where can we watch the movie?
All right, be sure to check out Spiderhead, which is streaming right now on Netflix.
And make sure to keep it locked right here. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so...
Dishes!
Okay, family, imagine this. Gary, you are having a baby, and you're in labor.
Oh.
And Brett, you're watching Gary in labor being supportive.
Oh.
So instead of the usual yelling or moaning moms do while pushing the baby out, he gets yelled at in stage.
Whoa.
Well, y'all, one young mom reveals that while giving birth to her youngest daughter, the delivering doctor yelled at her to be quiet so he could hear.
What?
Oh, bitch!
Whoa.
Wait!
OMG.
No. Okay, can you believe that? How would you guys have handled this?
I have never heard this happening while giving birth. This is something new, y'all. This is something new.
I mean, what did he scream sounded like? Because, like, the doctors do have to communicate with the other people in the operating room, and apparently she was doing something that was making it hard for my man to concentrate.
Imagine, Sherry, you were in labor with Jeffrey and a doctor telling you to shut your face up.
Oh, it'd be all kind of
curse
words coming out.
You'd cuss your ass out.
Was that Dr. Dre?
Especially a black woman. You will not tell me to be quiet.
Until you can shoot a cucumber out of your penis, don't tell me to be quiet.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's
what I thought.
I'm screaming.
Exactly.
Just the thought of it makes me want to scream.
Makes
me
want to scream.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.